for me, yeah.
You don't know nothing about that, boy. That's for grown folks right there.
I used to get a lot of pussy off of that song.
So check it out, y'all. You are listening to the G-Lew Show, and this is DJ Clientele. It's hot, it's happening, it's popping. Tune in, and you're going to get a treat every single time. Word up.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the show. It is the G-Lew Show, OG Sunday, Fabulous, Lowrider, Oldies. And we are back, y'all. We are back. Check it out. I am G-Lew. I will be joined by my wonderful cast, Miss Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and back by popular demand, Hanks of the Gangster. Let me welcome my cast. First of all, let me give a shout out to our sponsors. Well, I got Cousin Marcy here. Marcy, can you give a shout out to our sponsors?
Hey.
What's up, Cuzzo?
What's up, Cuzzo? We made it. Hey, praise be. Hey. Shout out to all the sponsors. We made it to OG Sundays. Again, you know who you are. Tweet Cadillac, 93.3 FM-ism, the G-Lew Show, all the G-Lew Show channels after hours on the YouTube. Who else we got? New Armani Candles, Didi Harrison, Blog Talk Radio, and who am I forgetting, sir? Digital One West.
And the after hours.
Everybody. The after hours, That's right. Yep, but I stumbled and fumbled on in here, so I sound a little out of breath, but I made it, y'all. We here.
Cousin Marcy, welcome to the show. Also, we got no other than the Nubian Queen Six Trey. Stay out of the way. The Triple OG. Queen Jean is in the building. Queen Jean.
Hey, hey, how y'all doing?
Yay, yay, there she go.
Fabulous. Queen Jean.
Yes, sir.
All praise.
Awesome.
Hey, and check this out. Check this out. Backed by popular demand, we got the double OG from the east side of Long Beach. Hanks the Gangster is in the building, y'all. G Hank.
What's cracking with it, G Lou? What's the deal, baby?
It's all love, love one. How you been, brother?
That's what I'm good, man. I'm good, man. You got cousin Marcy on there with all that energy, man. She on there with the energy, man. Bring it like she bring it, man. What's
hey,
up
Mr.
with your cousin?
Hank. How are you, Mr. Oh, Hank? Glad to hear your voice again. Happy Sunday.
Man, happy Sunday to you too, man. Happy Sunday to you too, man. What's up, Queen? I hear you back there.
What's going on, Big Bro? How you doing?
Man, I'm hanging on there, man. I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging by a thread, but I'm hanging in there, man. I'm hanging in there.
I feel you. I feel you.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, G Lou, man, it's all good. It's all good, man. Me and the wifey, I took the wifey. Her birthday was this week, man. I took my wifey to the Pirates dinner, right? Right. So we enjoyed ourselves, man. And then the next day, we woke up, man. My motherfucking head was stuffy. Her head was stuffy. She was had the stomach flu, and man, we ain't been right since. I went to the hospital, got my sinuses checked because they all fucked up. And they ran the test. They said, nigga, you ain't got no COVID. You ain't got none of the bacteria, none of the shit that's out. You got a sinus problem. And ain't nothing we can do, man. We finna let you go. I said, man, give me my shit, man. Let me get the fuck out of here, man. I didn't let him give me no letter, none of that shit, man. I walked about that motherfucker. I was so mad. But you can hear it. You can hear it in me, man. You can hear it in me, man. Yeah. I'm fucked up and my shit fucked up, sinuses and shit. But I had to get on, man, and let y'all know, man, it's all good, man. God is good. God is great. And keep on giving him all the praise, man, and he going to bless you, man. I promise you he going to bless you. I know y'all checked out my show, man.
Come on, man. I lit
that motherfucker up, G Lou, so I'm ready, man. Let's get back to it, man. It's going down.
Hey, Big Bro, you got to tell him about the swiping. the wiping.
The double wiping. Come on, man. Nigga, you a single wipe nigga, a double wipe nigga. I got to know, nigga. I got to know what kind of niggas I'm fucking with.
I was like that right there was classic.
That part. Cause you single wipe niggas, I don't fuck with y'all. Y'all niggas is eliminated anyway. Y'all can't even be in the club.
Where can the people catch the show, Mr. Hank? Where can they catch
Come on, man. I got it. It's on my page. It's on my page. Check me out Facebook Live on Facebook. Hank Norman, the comedian. Hank Norman on Facebook. Check me out, man. It's I'm at Roscoe's doing my thing. I tried to upload it to YouTube, but I'm 77,000 years old. I don't know how to do all that shit, man. I tried to upload that motherfucker, but I couldn't get it uploaded.
Okay. Don't trip. Mm-hmm. Y'all go to Hank's page. Y'all go to Hank Norman's page on Facebook. Check him out. He coming back, y'all. He was live in Long Beach. That's legendary to be in the hometown, you know, and do it up like this. Legendary,
in the
Hank.
Hood. Everybody pulled up, man. The homies pulled. And what's the trip, man? That motherfucker got about, I'm going to say this, man. It only been out probably maybe a week and a half. Got about 1,400 views on that motherfucker. Everybody love it. So just check
That's
me
good.
Out, man. Big Hank at Roscoe's, man, in Long Beach. Check it out.
All right. Well, check it out, y'all. Check this out. We're going to do this right quick. And we're going to come right back. OG Sunday, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies, is G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, Hanks of the Gangster, y'all. Check this out. We'll be right back.
I know you're going to dig this.
The G Lou Show, where they doing it at?
Yeah, man, this cat.
Hold on. There we go.
Hold on.
He's the Richmond Gremlin.
Shit, man, I'm sleepy as a motherfucker. I'm up in jail. Damn.
I'm with you.
Man, give it up for DJ P, man. DJ P. Call that nigga the quick DJ. That's the quick DJ, man. And in Long Beach, man, give it up for yourselves, man, for coming out, man. Y'all could have been anywhere, man. Y'all out here fucking with us, man. Appreciate y'all coming out, man. And then I got to give it up for Frenchie, man. Give it up for Frenchie, man, the host. And then I got to give it up for the motherfucker that made it all happen, man. My pop-locking comedian dude. Give it up for Lil Rob, y'all. Lil Rob. And I got some people in here, man. I just want to say thank you to, man. My cousins. Them niggas came all the way from Compton, man. Twin and Carter, man. I got some people here from my church, man. Sister Robinson up in this motherfucker. She be cussing. She drinking and cussing. Dean Glover over that motherfucker. Look at Dean Glover up in this motherfucker. I got my homeboy, man. I got some real homeboys back there. I don't know if y'all know him, man, but y'all should know him, man. He's one of the superstars, been all over the world, man, playing the guitar for Coolio, man. My homeboy, AJ Lou. AJ Lou. And then I just got...
Everybody's talking about how different I am. I guess they can notice the change, the way I walk, the way I talk. Believe it or not, baby, I can feel it here inside of me. You turn my whole world
upside down. Oh, baby, it's true love I find. All it took, baby, you were all that it took to take a man from a world that was completely all blue, to turn me around, plant my feet on solid ground.
Snoop Dogg, this what it is, man. This record is so motherfucking gangster, man. I think it's time for me and you to just tone it down a bit. Come on. Thank you.
That's why I know this feeling good and strong. Trying hours will seem to get alone. I want to see the happy day so much to me. Let me rectify, I mean it honestly. Life is strange. Believe me, it is true. Just a while, you're moving my emotions. So in love, you don't have to cry. You have my devotion. This love affair is bigger than we two. Lose our faith, and it will swallow. Loving you is what I always feel. Never ever doing things against our will.
Up, it's me, Dee Dee.
Yeah, and if you ain't careful, you're gonna get carpal tunnel on this one. It's the Spider-Man, aka DJ Easy Dick, and it's time to shoot a rope and get the head right. It's the jack off hour, girl.
And
blocking out my
We are back live at OG Sunday's Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies, and we got a special caller calling in from the Bay, a special DJ on the line. Caller, hello.
Yo, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
How we doing? How we doing?
What up? What up, man?
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
What's happening with it?
Shout out to my homie Jeff Kwan, BTP Media Group. Made the plug and said we're going to get a special caller. So it's a DJ. Let them know who you are, sir.
Yeah, what's going on? My name is DJ D-Rail, all the way over here from the Bay Area on the East Bay. In the East Bay out of a town called Hayward, California, y'all.
Hayward.
Hayward.
Home of Spice One.
That's Hayward, right. Boy. That's right. Spice One put Hayward. Put Hayward on the map, and then I found out one time that I guess The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, was born in Hayward back in the day. Oh, you can believe that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hayward.
Yes, Ron Hayward.
What's going on, homie?
Oh, listen, pleasure to talk to y'all. We got this 1-year anniversary coming up for my folks that love oldies. And I hear y'all playing some jams right there. So I know your audience loves some oldies. So let me just give you a little background on myself. I've been a DJ for many years now, and a few of us, we play on Twitch, online streaming service. And so about a year or so ago, we started this oldies movement. We call it the oldies movement here, bringing oldies to the airwaves of Twitch. So Twitch, you know, there's a lot of gamers and things like that, but the DJ community is really deep on Twitch, y'all. So you can find it. Yeah. So you can find it at any given time. You can find DJs playing hip hop and house music and freestyle music, old school funk. But, you know, one of the things that we noticed was missing was oldies. There wasn't a lot of oldies music being played. And so there's a couple of folks that play oldies on, you know, every so often. My homeboy, Rod G, OC Soul, a couple of other folks, 45 Adapter, but you know what I wanted to do was just kind of bring everybody together and just kind of, you know, kind of a force some numbers type of situation. So we started something called a Ray Train, basically where you get like 4 or 5 DJs, everyone plays for an hour, and then takes your audience and takes it to another, you know, the next DJ and so on throughout the night. So we've been doing that for about a year now, and you know, growing the program, growing the show, the community, most importantly, the community that loves oldies on this platform. Right. And, we're reaching our 1-year anniversary this Wednesday on Twitch. We're going to be doing an all-day, what we call Ray Train, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time, all the way until like 11 p.m. Pacific time. So it's an all-day jam session, basically, playing all these classic songs.
That's dope. That's dope.
That's so nice.
But about the Twitch, another homie I know is on Twitch now, and I understand it's a cool little network, man. Where you can play music with the extras, like I know YouTube, you know, does and all that. So that's dope. Give them the hookup and all that. How they can reach you, the link, or give them the rundown, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, for those of you that want to check us out. Follow me on Twitch or also on Instagram. You can get all the scheduling updates there as well at DJ_D_Real. And that's the way to reach us and check us out on Wednesday. But yeah, we hope, you know, we can get a lot of folks to come through just jam all day. You know, if you can catch one DJ or you can catch a few of us, it's all good. It's all love. We're just here to, you know, keep this amazing music alive. I mean, it's oldies, it's sweet soul, classic soul, you know, your classic lowrider oldies as well. But, you know, we also play a lot of rare records, too. You know, we're playing, some of us play digital, some of us play vinyl. So you're going to get a mix of everything this coming Wednesday.
That's dope,
DJ,
man.
DJ Real. Hey, this Big Hank, man. This Hank's to the gangster, man. Is that DJ Real, R-E-A-L as in real, or R-E-E-L as in real?
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually D Real, D-R-E-A-L.
Real, D Real. Got you. Done deal. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. All right. That's what's up.
D Real.
Yeah, the real DJ.
The real DJ, D Real.
Yeah. Also, big shout out to my bro Jeff Kwan at BTP Media Group for bringing me over here and allowing me to talk to your audience here. Much respect.
Yes, sir. Appreciate shout out to you. Jeff Kwan. E.T. Ladies, you got anything for DJ D Real?
I don't.
Okay.
Yes, I wanted to know, what was your times again for your show?
This Wednesday, we're doing it. It's an all-day jam session, so starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time all the way up to 11 p.m. Pacific time. So, like I said, follow me on Instagram for all the scheduling updates. We got the full lineup there. We'll be jamming all day.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Man, that's what's up. Good.
Following you now. I got you.
Right on.
DJ,
appreciate that.
Hey, man, what you want to hear tonight?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, since y'all play some oldies and stuff, too, I mean, I think you guys just play some Smokey, so, you know, I always love that. But, you know, any classic old school song, you know, one of the groups that I love right now is the Love Lights. So if you have anything by the Love Lights, that's always dope. William Devon, anything by William Devon as well. So, you know, take your pick.
Oh, you go up in there.
Love
Lights. You go up in there, G-Lo.
I know, I got you, bro. The Love Lights or William Devon. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, man. One more time. Plug your station one more time, the Twitch channel, please. One more time for the people who didn't catch the Twitch time.
For sure. Thank you. You can catch me on Twitch or Instagram. It's both the same alias, at DJ _ D _ real spelled R-E-A-L.
Much love and respect.
Right on, y'all.
We're happy to check you out.
Yeah, thank you so much, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be here listening.
All righty.
Thank
peace
you.
And love.
Peace and love.
Right on, y'all. Have a good one. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. After the homie, shout out again to Jeff Kwan, BTP Media Group, making it all come together. Let me take one more caller before we go back to another song. Caller, hello.
Hey, what's good out there?
What's cracking, homie?
Hey,
Queen
hey,
DJ Maniac.
Yay.
How you doing? I'm good.
What's up, man? Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm good. Can't complain.
That's what's up, man.
It's always good when you're good.
Yeah. How are you, Queen D?
Huh? What'd you say?
How are you? They're worried about you.
Oh, I'm good. I'm a lot better than what I was, and I thank you for all your love that you be sending me. I be getting that energy, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but we're hanging in there. We're all hanging in there. So we appreciate all the prayers and you know, everything. We appreciate it. Auntie is in a better place, so that's all. You know, when they go to a better place, a journey unknown to us, we can just pray that we get to that place.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
Feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. Hear that.
That's right, Queen.
Mm-hmm. So we thank you, DJ Maniac, for your prayers, you know, and always checking in and making sure I'm straight. I appreciate it more than you know.
No problem.
DJ Maniac in the Cadillac with the Hennessy. Doing that A-track. Keep it flowing. Keep it going.
She came with the rhymes one time. Get him, queen. That's my dog.
If anybody say anything, that's my dog.
Tell me.
Oh, man. Much love, Maniac. Hey.
Much love, Maniac.
Don't forget the top of the hour. We got Queen Jean with them announcements, and we got Marcy with the Marcy Minute coming up later, too, and Hank is a gangster with a little bit of comedy, just a little snippet. But let me do this for the homies right here off the Quest Line. OG Sundays.
What are you doing with that?
Where's Don?
I was told not long ago, too short, don't stop that rap. Now every time I grab the mic, I rock it just like that. 8 years ago, when I started my rap, I used to sell tapes everywhere. My homeboy Freddie B, y'all kicking it like big players. Everybody love my rap like $100 bills. I rock house parties on 98, even rock in the 69ville. Might find me on the mic at Hot Lips House or at the East Bay Dragon Spot. All 85 boys with their hands in the air screaming too short, just don't stop. Like Royal Park, like Plymouth Rock, Bird Street and Sunnyside. Like Sabrina Park and Brookfield, East Oakland, yeah, that's right. 5 years ago, I continued to rock, and if you hadn't yet heard my name, it was all in the paper on the evening news. I was stone cold in the game. Around that time, a friend of mine, my homeboy Lionel B, hooked me up like this, y'all. Just rocking the beat. Some say I have a dirty mind. Sometimes that might be true, but these are just some dirty times. I ain't tripping on you. I ain't tripping. Keep on talking. You think I'm smoking that pipe? I got money, homeboy. Your wife. Well, my story goes like this, man. I smooth went out on wax. Singing girl, that's your life. Female funk and short rap. Silky D, work the beat. Kicked me down cold cash. I was riding the bus one day. The next day I was on the gas. Everybody loved Too Short. Rolling down the strip. Then one day, just like that, homeboy jumped on my tip. You started spreading rumors, man. Said you saw me rapping in jail. No, I never came down to the flatlands. I was chilling with the homies on the hill. I ain't tripping, but the word went out. Sir Too Short was through. Can't really say where it all began, so I'm blaming it all on you.
tell, took care of that. You know I'm coming up, cause every time you see my face, I'm rolling oh so tough. When I made the cut, the freaky tail, I started picturing this. I'll name my album Born in Mac with the cleanest drop Moritz. Everything was kicking in, me and Rand kept cashing checks. Next thing I know, there you go, guess who's on my tip. You said I just got out of jail, jumped right back on that pipe. Your sister's boyfriend told you, man, I'm smoking every night. Then you came to my show and stood there so damn bold. Said, Too Short, man, you smoking, and I'm standing there draped in gold. I ain't tripping no more, really ain't worth my time. So to squash it all, I kicked on back and wrote you all a rhyme. Benz's roll, Beamer's jet, and caddies keep on dipping. You keep talking all that crap, I ain't tripping.
Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lu Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider Odies, broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lu Show OG Sundays thanks its sponsors BTP Media, 93 Tweet FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lu, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This right here is going out to DJ D-Phil.
And
Were you reading my mind? Because I was like, can we get a long version of that? And then here it just came back on. Like, wow, peekaboo. That is a classic right there by the Stylistics. Yes, that's a great way to bring me.
Go ahead,
yes.
Queen.
Right on. Good evening, everybody. We're going to start these announcements off with Big Hank, Deacon Norman. Catch him at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church to receive a blessing of free food. That's located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. That's all week, but it's first come, first serve, and it'd be quality stuff up there, so you better get to step in early in the morning to go get your blessing. You can also get your praise on by attending the Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m., and if you're in need of some understanding of the Bible to get the recipe of the Bible, you got to go to the Bible studies, which are live on Facebook every Wednesday at 12:30 noon. So check out Holy Baptist Church. Always doing wonderful things for the community and giving back. What an amazing God we serve. Also, Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise shows airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as a co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. You have to press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. Also, we have Cynthia Nunn, who gives out free food every Saturday at 12:30 noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. That's in the city of Compton. You can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Also, My Tribe Rise, follow them on IG as well. They're always doing amazing things.
Happy birthday, Goldie.
Yes, I was going to say this, so right on. Shout out to Goldie. Happy birthday. He celebrated his birthday yesterday. Real good people there. So check out My Tribe Rise on IG as well. Also, West of Heaven Hair Salon at 9469. This is for the Queens. Go check her out. 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107. That's in Culver City. Visit the website, westofheaven.com, so you can check out the selections of hairstyles. And also, we have No Grease Barbershop that's located here in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Outlet Mall, 5512 New Fashion Way. They open at 10 a.m. and the number is 980-498-7058. Walk-ins are welcome, as for Devin. They also have a dope cocktail menu, very dope cocktail menu. For your bakery, follow Shea Doe on Instagram. Check her out with all her custom-made cakes and cupcakes. And also follow sugarholic.ca on IG for custom-made desserts as well. And our family, Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, Tanya Ward, is doing big things. She was in New York. Happy birthday to her as well. Celebrating her birthday and on a business trip at the same time. So shout out to that boss queen. Follow her on Instagram for her banana pudding flavors, which would be caramel, strawberry, toffee, Oreo, peach. And for more, delivery is 805-738-5943. FD Funnel Cakes, new location is at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue. And that's also in the city of Compton, Tuesday through Fridays, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays. Follow her on IG as well. She has her menu set up there, giving you prices of everything. And that's FD Funnel Cakes. Soul Travels, looking for a traveling agent. You can follow Elio Degado on IG. The email is eliodegado@gmail. The business line is 808-769-2964. And you can ask for Ms. Degado. I want to give a shout out to my daughter who just stepped into my suite. Tomorrow is her birthday. She's going to be 42 years old. So shout out to you, Lanisha. Oh, she's going to be, look, they're getting so old. I gave the wrong age. She's going to be 43 years old. So shout out to her. Also, shout out to North Armani Candles. Follow them on IG for wax milk, room and car fresheners, and candles. Poison Ink Tattoos, 6639 Downey Avenue, Long Beach, California. As for Mr. Poison, and follow Mr. Poison on IG, 323-639-9747. Book in advance with a $50 deposit. Check him out on IG. We also have a lot of auto sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, California, 562-591-5909. As for Ted, he have great vehicles there. So check him out as well. That's hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. And also, as you just heard, we had a caller call in, DJ DeReal. He's on Wednesday nights on Twitch. This is an oldie session. You can follow him on IG at DJ_D_Real, R-E-A-L, from 9 a.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. And also follow our YouTube channel, subscribe, and like to our YouTube channel as well. And those are going to conclude my announcements, since we have Cousin Marcy coming on and also Deacon Norman coming on to do a little skit.
Oh, thank you, Queen. You can always get that good stuff. I'm telling you, I got my notebook right here. People, she's giving you this information loud and clear. I love it.
Queen Jean, man, you did it again, man. Super fantabulous, man. You still got it cracking. You ain't look like you ain't took no days off, man. You dig what I'm saying? Keep on doing what you're doing. Super fantabulous, man. Proud of you, Queen Jean. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you, Big Bro and Cousin Marcy. Appreciate it. I truly do. Thank you. Keep me inspired.
I do got
one thing I've got to say something about. How many kids you got, but how come you, what you smoking or what you doing over there that made you forget your daughter's birthday?
I didn't forget her birthday. I just forgot her age because she's 42 now and she'll be 43 tomorrow. But I was just saying I got three kids in their 40s, so that means that they're getting younger. So with them getting younger, sometimes my memory gets a little foggy.
They are getting younger. They are getting younger, but you getting older. That's why you forgot, Mama. You're
okay.
Yeah.
You did hear what I said.
I did the same thing yesterday.
I said my daughter's age totally wrong. And it's
that's
okay. Poor. Like, it happens. Like,
that's
after.
Yeah, that's a good shit, though, Queen. That's a good shit. When you got them that age and you can forget one and fuck one off, they be like, man, your ass getting old, Mom. You getting old.
And that's what they always tell me. I'm getting old.
That's good, though.
Yeah. Oh, my
love
goodness.
You, Queen. Great job, Queen. Great job.
Love you, too, big bro. Thank you.
Back to you.
Yeah. OG Sunday.
Cousin Marcy got all the slick fans and all the little slick, you know, twists. She on the thing. D. Lou, back to you. All the little shit. I like all that. That's fly.
That was
that's
Queen
fly.
G. Y'all be getting our whips mixed up. We know what you sound
that
like.
That was Queen. Y'all niggas got
that's
a train
okay.
on me.
That's
how
close
we are.
Right. That's
how close we are. Y'all got to pop it over there, man. Y'all got to pop it.
It's all good. We are family. Yeah. That's that DNA, that Berkeley DNA.
Hey.
That's that real deal DNA. No fakes and no snakes around here.
Huh.
Hey, check it out. We got, in a few minutes, we got Cousin Marcy going to come up with the Marcy Minute Entertainment Report. And then Hank, I don't know, Hank want to drop a few bars on y'all later. I don't know.
Hank is ready. Man, I ain't dropping.
Man, you hear our sound on here, man. I can't even hardly talk. Can't even hardly get my shit out. My ear's so fucked up, I thought Queen Jean was Cousin Marcy. Come on, man. I ain't doing nothing, man. I ain't finna be on here doing no bars and all that, man. I ain't got it, man. Nothing.
All right, man. We'll be back, y'all.
Barely hanging on.
Hang on, man. Hang on.
All right.
Your attitude what describes you. What you wanna be? Well, it just may not be what the people see. It's up to your attitude to show the real you. Cause it's in your eyes, love. Here where the truth resides.
Walked past your apartment this morning. I could see you standing by the window, picking out your hair. And while I stood there, I thought to myself, that sweet chocolate lady used to be mine. And now here I stay, on the outside, looking in. Wishing and hoping for something that I'd already had, and didn't realize what I had when I had it. It was something very special, the kind of love that truly comes along just once in a lifetime. Well, I realize now that you have your own desires and aspirations in life. And I can think of a lot of things I'd do differently if I only had the chance. I find myself believing
what my friends would always say. Told me time would soon be coming when I'd want you back to stay. Served me right to feel this heartache. But when I really can't be mad. Cause I had all the love I could ever need. Didn't realize what I had. But I found out the hard way. No matter what I'm trying to do, I just can't stay away from you. No, no. A woman likes to know when she's appreciated. Love and trust are surely both related. Sometimes emotion has a way of hiding itself. Make you feel there's nothing left. Oh,
I can't stay away.
I just can't stay away.
Stay away from you.
No matter what I try to do, listen, girl,
I can't stay away.
I need you here with me.
I can't stay away
in this misery.
Like this. If you lose your life, you see what I see.
wasn't easy for a G. It wasn't easy for a G. My life been up and down, smiles and frowns, state to state, town to town, thinking of a better way to get ahead. Don't want to be found in the streets dead. Never ever want to be a cat laying around looking for a handout, looking like a hood clam. Ain't nothing fly about being no bum. I had to get something, and I still ain't done. Don't matter where you from, I knew right from wrong. 30 years ago I should have wrote this song. The time is now, as I look into my life, I withstood all the pain, the stress, and the strife. I lost a wife, I lost a house, I kept on mashing, beyond a shadow of a doubt. My head always been held high, maintain my clout. See what I'm about, you will see what I'm about. It ain't easy being a G. It ain't easy being a G. It ain't easy being a G. Please believe me. Yo, I got banged on. I got put in a chokehold. I just scrap a dude 6'2". Another occasion I got jacked. I got sucker punched. Damn, I was just out having lunch. I got addicted on my birthday. For a few years, I even thought that my shit didn't even stink. I done dodged a few bullets, but that day I had a gat on me, I couldn't even pull it. I missed my man cave in my garage, blue light effect, surround sound CD deck. I missed some concerts in arenas, I missed the limo rides back in the day, from the Escalades. I remember drinking on a plane, chilling back, kicking it, saying hip-hop array, magazine covers, looking at the charts. On bus stop benches, feeling like I was a star.
I want to say hello to the world, man. Y'all tune in every Sunday to the G-Lew Show, and you get the real, raw, and uncut, you know, conversations, you know, debates, you know what I'm saying, the answers, solutions, you know what I'm saying. You don't get no problems coming on this show here, man. You know, I want to say to everybody in the world, it's cold outside, like what you said, man, but it's a cold world we live in, you know what I'm saying, like we always have said. So, man, let's keep it warm. Let's keep it good heart. Let's get humble. Let's start doing things we used to do today, man. Let's make the presence and all about the past, man. All this is a memory, you know what I'm saying? The memories do last today. Today we want to live each and every day the same way we did yesterday. Today, man, all I'm going to say is peace, love, and the words of Don Cornelius. We got a soul.
Yeah, yeah. Check this out. We got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy Minute.
Yay, yay. What do you say, Mike? Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Thank you, Puzzle. Thank you, Queen. Mr. Hank, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Listeners, get in here. Get in here. Get in here. It's been a crazy week in entertainment when I tell you. So, y'all, accordingly to TMZ, this happened March 21st. Tekashi 6ix9ine, Super Troll, video surfaced to him showing a portion of an attack that was made on him by, I think, 4 or 5 young guys in a South Florida gym. Now, I take that as when the money runs out news. 6ix9ine's attorney, Lance Lazaro, tells TMZ, The rapper was inside the sauna Tuesday at an LA Fitness when all of a sudden he was attacked by several guys without warning. Lazaro says 6ix9ine tried to fight off the combatants, but there were too many of them, beating him to a pulp before fleeing. Lance notes 6ix9ine did not have any security with him at the time of the attack. Gym staff heard the commotion and immediately notified a manager. Police and EMS were then called to the scene, and he was transported to a hospital by ambulance. So they did obtain the footage. He does plan, he did say that he is going to sue not the perpetrators, but get this, 24-hour fitness, LA Fitness, makes sense. Next up on the docket, Jonathan Majors, recently of Creed fame. The actor was arrested in New York City for assaulting a woman. His rep says he's done nothing wrong. A judge released Majors without bail at his Saturday night arraignment, so he did get arrested in Manhattan Criminal Court. Prosecutors charged the actor with misdemeanor assault, aggravated harassment, attempted assault, and harassment. Majors is due back in court in May. Here's what allegedly happened in the lead up to this. Per our law enforcement sources, police were told that the alleged victim is Major's girlfriend. Oh my goodness. And according to her, they got into an argument over, what do you think? While in a taxi returning home from a bar in Brooklyn, the girlfriend saw another woman texting Majors, and she confronted him, trying to sneak a peek at his phone. We're told the alleged victim girlfriend claims that Majors got mad, allegedly grabbed her hand, and allegedly slapped her. We're also told the alleged victim claims he put his hands around her neck during this. Our sources say the woman was dropped off somewhere and the JM spent the night elsewhere. It appears the girlfriend went to police the following morning, which was Saturday, and reported a crime. We'll see how that turns out. And last but not least, and we will never forget news, Eric Lynn Wright, September 7, 1964 through March 26, 1995, known professionally as Eazy-E, was an American rapper who propelled West Coast rap and gangster rap by leading the group NWA and its label Ruthless Records. He is often referred to as the godfather of gangster rap. Born and raised in Compton, California, Wright had several legal troubles before founding Ruthless in 1987. After a short solo career with frequent collaboration with Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, they joined forming NWA later that year. NWA's debut studio album, Straight Outta Compton, was released in 1988. Controversial upon release, it is now ranked among the greatest and most influential albums ever. The group released its third and final studio album, Niggas for Life, in 1991 and soon after disbanded. During NWA splintering, largely by disputes over money, Eazy-E became embroiled in bitter rivalries with fellow group members Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, who had departed for solo careers in 1989 and 1991, respectively. Resuming his solo career, Eazy-E released two EPs, yet he remained more significant behind the scenes, signing and nationally debuting the rap group Bone Thugs and Harmony. From 1993 to 1994, in 1995, Eazy-E was suddenly hospitalized and diagnosed with, I'm not going to say that, and died due to its complications. So we salute Eric Lynn Wright, better known as Eazy-E. Continue to rest in love. And that'll do it for Marcy's Minute. Back to you guys.
Eazy-E, one of the first to do it.
Shout out to Marcy's Minute. Shout out to Eazy-E. Rest in peace.
Man, never forget. Yes. We'll never
great
forget.
Job, Marcy. Great job, Marcy.
Thank you, Marcy.
Hey,
thank you.
Where you find all them gold diggers at? They trying to get niggas for their bread. The nigga, and then Tekashi, whatever that nigga, Tekashi 6ix9ine. I didn't even figure that one out, but you figured that shit out. He trying to get some bread from 24-hour
fitness.
Write a book right now. Make it 2 pages a person and just tell them how the scandalous that shit is. You doing that shit right now. You got them. You got them. It's
yep. Some money play. Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Hey,
crazy.
G-Lou, I gotta give you a shout out, man. Hey, I ain't no oldie
connoisseur like you are, but that Attitude song, man, that's my shit, man. Where you get that shit at, man? Who was that?
That's the Barcaze, man.
Man, that's my shit, man. I remember when I was young, man, I used to listen to that shit. I used to think I was grown when I was listening to shit like that, man. You know what I mean? Your attitude, bitch, make me want to fuck with you, man. It's your attitude. That's what I want to fuck with you.
But it was a baby crying at the end. I'm like, is he mad at the baby or the lady? Like, what you
playing? Man, that's a cold song, man. And that beat, they did that shit, man. I need that. I need that beat. I'll do something with that. That's hot.
Yes, sir. We'll make that happen.
That's hot.
Okay, I just realized that I was muted. I'd be muting myself because it'd be a lot of background noise here. So I just realized I was muted. I was saying things. Great job, Cousin Marcy.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, big bro, I was muted.
Slide me some of that. Slide me some of that that makes you mute yourself. You don't even know you muted yourself. I need some of that, man. When you mute yourself and you don't know that.
Maybe that's the problem. I didn't have none of that tonight. Maybe that's the problem, but it's too much background noise. Look, we got a dog over here, and he gets locked up, right? And so when he gets locked up lately, he just cries and he barks and he howls real loud. And it's like, it's too much noise for me.
You.
And you can hear him if I can hear him through the door, you can hear him in the background. No, Hank ain't a fool. Hank is just doing what Hank do.
That's all I do.
I can handle it. I can handle it.
You know I'm retarded, sis. But I really do need some of that if you got some extra left over.
It don't come like that, not mine. It don't come with leftovers.
Okay, I got you, girl. Whatever it is. Whatever that shit is it a pill? I don't care. I got $100. How much it costs? I need about $100.
All right.
$100,
hit me up in my DM.
I told you, G-Lew, that money make a move, so that money make a move, so G-Lew said $100. He said, all right, nigga, hit me in my DM, nigga. I'll slide you something.
Look, you asking for some help. I just want to help you out, bro. That's all.
Man.
I love it, man. That old Compton hustler came out.
She said, "Hold on a minute. Let me get this honey first.
Let me get this honey before you keep doing this.
Hey, I'm about to do some road trips. I'm about to take some flights.
The old hustle came out of it.
It's all good. Let me take a caller.
Yo. This is Crow
with
the
Jack. That's Crow with the
Jack. Live on the premises. Crocusack Jack. Live on the premises.
Crocusack Jack. I used to love that Crocusack.
Man. Y'all be doing
they didn't
it.
They didn't have no red ones, just blue ones. So.
Big shout out to the gangster, Hankster. Hankster the gangster. No matter
what's
how
up,
you say it, the shit still fly. Gangster, Hankster, or Hankster the gangster, still fly. Man.
Yes, sir.
And so. Minute Maid Marcy.
Minute Maid. Ooh, niggas calling Minute Maid.
She's
Minute by Marcy.
It's Lemonade. She is. Sweetest Lemonade. And to the queen, y'all got to kiss her ring. Her name is Jean. Respectfully. Yes, sir. G-Lew. What can I say about that guy? What can I say about Muscle Man? What can I say about Muscle Man?
Hey, he know how to pose, too, with his muscles. That nigga know how to pose just right. He get the right pose and everything. That nigga know how to do that shit.
But what he going to do? When 6ix9ine sue his ass because he probably own about 3 or 4 LA Fitnesses he ain't telling us about. So the lawsuit's finna come to his ass. G-Lew, I don't know what you're going to do.
He's suing the people.
You better go get Ben Crump or somebody.
He going to sue the people. Watch what I tell y'all. Let's say
that's
bad.
Yeah.
We can bet Eminem.
See, he's gonna be suing G. Lou. He's gonna be suing G. Lou and don't even know it. That G. Lou is an independent owner and operator of about 4 or 5 LA businesses all across the country.
At least 5 of them.
At least. Minimum of 5 of them. And then
your membership go up. You'll know why.
And then he show up and, you know, give a couple of personal training sessions for $500 a pop. You know what I'm saying? And they get his bread.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Man, great show as usual. I done ran out of yak. I got to, man, hit the stove before 9. Because, man, it get gangster in Santa Rosa after 9 o'clock.
No, not you know gangster in Santa Rosa. No way. No way. No way. No way.
It ain't even no traffic. Oh, you can time the lights in Santa Rosa after 8 o'clock. It ain't
please.
Even no traffic.
Please. Yeah. I've been to the pen 100 times, but I never heard a nigga say, nigga, I'm from Santa Rosa Crip, nigga, that's why we're getting down there.
Hell no. I was telling the old boy the other day, because, like, man, we watched these seagulls that came down. Man, they was on top of the building, right? It was like about 7 of them. And they came down and grabbed a fucking rat that was up in between some bushes. We didn't even see the rat. And we're like, why they coming down on the ground? And they grabbed the rat, and the motherfucker ate him whole. A big-ass rat, a seagull, ate the motherfucker whole. Right in front of us, and man, it happened so fast I couldn't even film it. That shit would have went viral in a heartbeat.
But that's y'all excitement out there in Santa Rosa.
Oh my God! I was telling these niggas, I've never ever seen a pigeon in Santa Rosa. In L.A., them motherfuckers is everywhere, right? We all know what a pigeon look like. They come in the gray color with the green and all that other shit, right? It ain't not one pigeon in Santa Rosa, period. Because it be hawks, be flying all around.
Right.
The seagulls is gangster. It's like, damn, this is a whole nother atmosphere, man. Anyway, I be talking too much. I got to go get
them. They know better.
Man, it ain't not one. I've never seen a pigeon. Not even one. Not even one.
Pigeons don't fuck around in Santa Rosa.
Man, it's gangster in Santa Rosa.
They don't fuck around in Santa Rosa, hey.
Hell,
no, they don't fuck around in Santa Rosa.
They don't
fuck
around.
They go around Santa Rosa.
Yep, they don't, man. You don't want to do it. Man, them hawks be circling over the crib, and they be low, too. Like, you can actually see them, and they don't even flap their wings. They just be gliding around, just looking for some shit. I'm talking about big-ass hawks, man. It's gangster. It's gangster. Y'all don't wanna come to Santa Rosa. Don't try to do no hip hop shows in Santa Rosa.
That sounds like the movie The Bird.
You think Modesto is crazy? Don't come to Santa Rosa, man. It's gangster out here. Cousin Marcy.
Yay. I'm laughing too hard.
I am here, my dear, for the Marvin Gaye tribute. I did the research that you instructed me to do, and I'm ready. Just give me the word, and we loaded and cocked.
Mm.
That sounds awesome. Yay. TBA. Let's go.
Done, dollar. Wow. Okay, I got to go to the store before 9, man, because I'm telling you.
That's where my mind's weak.
Man,
right.
Man, I got to do it. I got 20 minutes to get back. So, man, y'all, wish me luck, man. Wish me luck.
Come out. Take your blue and your red off. Take your blue and your red off, please. Don't get caught out crushed down like that.
For real, though. One love, y'all.
One love.
Hey, what's up?
We'll be right back, y'all.
Everybody's gotta hear the shit on WBall.
Ooh.
I live a life of a millionaire. Spending my money, honey, oh, I didn't care. Taking my friends out for a mighty good time. Drinking that good gin, champagne and wine. Oh, just as soon as my money got low, couldn't find my friends and I had no place to go. But if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I believe I'd hold on to that eager grin. Call the fire, I'm so bad, I want ya. When you down, I'm so bad, I want ya. When you down, down and out. Oh yeah. Wait a minute. When in your pocket there's not one penny. Oh man, them good friends, I'm telling you, you'll find out if you haven't got any. But just let you get up on your feet again. Here they all come telling you, boy, that you're long lost friends. So nobody wants you when you're down and out. Let me tell you about it. Nobody wants you. Ah, nobody wants you now. Down and out. Down and out. Nobody wants you. I don't mean to pick up too much of your time, but I thought I'd drop this line.
Nobody wants you.
You see, nobody wants you.
Nobody wants you.
Ah, nobody wants you now.
You're down and out now.
I feel like I want to do
y'all hear that beautiful voice, right?
Yeah.
Machine. One more time, mama. One more time,
yeah.
Mama.
Hey, hold up, hold up, hold up. We got a caller out there.
Yeah, I rep Cash Punch. This is CMC, original class. Y'all might know it's Tina Marie.
We got a caller out there.
Come on, mama. Hey. Hey, G-Lou.
Hey, hey.
How are
what
you?
Up? Hey, that's Lisa. What up, Lisa?
My wife.
I'm good. Hey, Queen.
Happy belated birthday, Queen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your birthday.
Very welcome.
Welcome.
You out there killing
happy
it. You out there killing
birthday.
It. Look.
Yeah.
Hi, them,
Lisa.
Them 30s ain't got nothing on you.
Who?
Them 30-year-olds.
Oh,
put them to shame.
So
put them to shame.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah. Girl, this body can tell you. This feels it, though. But, G-Lou, I wanted to write quick dedicate a song to my husband, as usual. I wanted to dedicate
okay.
Thank you, baby. Thank you for your love by the Dramatics.
Yeah.
Okay. The Dramatics, thank you for your love.
Yeah. That's my song. I'm not feeling all up to the weather yet. I'm trying to get there.
Hey, Queen, you said them 30-year-olds, she out there killing it. Them 30-year-olds ain't got nothing on her. She was out there killing it and damn near killed both of us. Shit, we damn near both dead on here.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep up.
Baby,
yeah,
I love
you look
you.
Good,
I
though,
you,
Queen.
Thank you
so much. I don't feel my age, but I don't look
you
it, but sometimes
I feel
like
baby, I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. Bye, G-Lou. Where's Flossie at?
Well,
who?
Flossie. Flossie is on, he's on hiatus.
Hiatus.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you guys have a good evening, and I'm going to listen to the song and finish getting some rest,
you too,
okay?
Queen.
All right,
okay. You guys take care.
All
pray
right.
For your mom, too.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Wow, who is that?
That's Cousin Marcy, man.
Hi. It's me.
How you doing?
How are you? I'm well, and yourself? Feel better. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I'm feeling better than I was the day after my birthday. So I'm feeling better.
Good.
I gotta get up and do my work tomorrow. I gotta go to work tomorrow. So I'm trying to heal myself.
Don't nobody wanna hear about tomorrow. We're talking about tonight. I'll be up in there tonight.
Like I said, I gotta go to work tomorrow, so I'm trying to heal myself.
Thank you.
When a woman say like I said, that's enough said. Ain't nothing else left to be said.
I don't want to hear none of that sleepy shit. None of that. I'm sleepy. None of that.
All right, y'all. Jesus,
thank you.
All right, good night, you guys.
Good night.
Right. Thank you. Got you coming
up. All right. You can already tell by her voice it's gonna be some problems tonight. I'm gonna have problems tonight, nigga. It's gonna be all right though. I know how to get past the problems. I'm gonna have to get past the problems.
Like she said.
I'm going into the store, y'all. While y'all had this conversation, let me fill up. I'm about to go in the store,
y'all.
Okay?
Goodness.
This conversation got real gross.
No, Marcy, don't try to get up out there.
Everybody
good? Right here. Stay right in the back seat. Pass me the blunt, man.
Wow. Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Check out. Let me do this for your wife, man, before I have problems. Let me do this for your wife right here, bro. It's going out to you.
I just wanna take a little time out. Thank you, baby. Thank you for your love. You came on and showed me that a man can't live by bread alone. And you came on and taught me that no, I just can't make it on my own. But make me
Fantastic album, man. Let me borrow it.
No, my brother. You've got to buy your own.
Yeah. And we are back. OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider Oldie. Shout out to Miss Norman who called in and dedicated that one right there to Hanks and the Gangster. Miss Norman, that was for you.
Thank you, baby. Yeah. I'm over with him. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know what we do about this time, Hanks, the Gangster, Deacon Norman.
Yeah.
Take them to church.
Man,
take them to church.
I'm just gonna test their temperature right here, man. It's a scripture in the Bible. I'm not sure what scripture it is, but it says that if you submit yourself humbly to God, that the devil have to flee from you. So that's what I do. I submit myself humbly unto God, and I make sure that the devil flee. That's whatever I got. If I got a, whatever it is, a cold, a bug, a flu, anything, man, I submit myself humbly unto God, and I make sure that the devil flee from me. That part, man. I can't remember what scripture it is, but that's the scripture. Submit yourself to God, and the devil will flee from you.
He'll run like he on fire.
Yes, sir.
I say.
You got to go.
Yeah, you will go, too, if you submit yourself, like you said. That's the main thing. You got to be submissive. If you're going to be submissive to anybody, be submissive to the amazing.
That's right. To the main, to God, to the God.
Yes. If you're going to be submissive to anybody, don't get it twisted. Be submissive
to
the one that matters.
And you know
so
this.
That was good, bro.
Man.
Yeah.
that was good. That was a good thing. That's a good one to take to start the week off.
Thank you.
Truly it is. I'm gonna come behind you with my scripture, which is Luke 1:37, and that's faith. It does not make things easy, but it makes things possible. Faith without works is dead. So you got to put the work in. You got to believe. So that's absolutely. So peace and love to everyone. Great show, you guys. And everybody have a positive week. Ashe.
Love that one, Queen. That's the one right there. You got to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I'll do y'all. Yes, ma'am. Brother, let me see. Oh, yeah, Mr. Hank, that was James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
What?
Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands. We can't tell nobody what to do, people. But
come on now.
Thank you for having me again. Thank you, Jilu. Thank you, Queen Cousin. Thank you, Mr. Hank and caller. It was just fun as usual. I'm so thankful for you, you know, guys, and being here with you. So until we do it next time, everyone, just have a good week. Be kind. Yep. Take kindness into your week.
That poor.
I love that right there. Man, I'm going to leave
y'all
like I always leave y'all. I ain't going to leave y'all hanging. I'm going to tell you like this. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K, W-E-A-K. It'll make you weak. 1 day without prayer will make you. So be submissive. Submit yourself. You know what I mean? Break down a little bit to him. Yeah. Talk to him. He'll talk back, I guarantee you. You know what I mean? That being said, also make every single day count. Because every single day is in promise. So make every day count. Yeah, remember that, okay? They try to cut me off. But remember that. Make every single day count. Dig. That being said, we out of here. See, Hank, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, thank you all. Another amazing.
Love. You
tell. What is Jesus doing to that?
What are they doing it and it's done.
Yeah,
peace and love, y'all.
Ashe.
bless.